Praise the Lord. God himself wanted. He did it before. This earth, my own language, is God's laboratory. Where he comes, it is his film village. This earth is God's own film movie village. Where he comes with his scripts that he has written and bring all the characters that we play that movie, that we act that movie. And all those characters are the characters you are seeing in the Bible and are sitting down here today. You are playing one character or the other. When you see Cain killing Abel, is a character that God allowed and placed to fulfill that part. When you see a sister gossiping another sister because she is godly or because of any reason, that one that is gossiping is a character in the script that God has written to fulfill a purpose. When you see somebody, hallelujah, every role we play, I am playing my role now. Even as I am preaching, as a pastor of this church, I am a character that God picks. Say, hey, you, this is the one you will do. You will be pastor on so time. When the stage reach, he push you. He will go anywhere and pick the characters. He went inside the prison and picked me. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. And he can pick anybody from anywhere. Go and meet movie producers. They can go to any village and go and say, please, this your house will fit what I want to bring out. Can I use this house? That does not mean that house belongs to the film producer. He only needs it to use it. Praise the Lord. That is the script that God has done before. Something happened, and he allowed whatever happened, and he wiped it away. And then, in Genesis chapter 1, he began to rearrange the set. Chapter 1 is the set. They rearrange again. All the movie, the one we did before. See the way they scatter this one. See the way. Clean it up. Let's arrange again. This time around, I will make animals. This time around, I will make serpent. I will create a man in our likeness, in our image. Then start another program again. Hallelujah. And it is called the mystery of God, or mystery of godliness. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So that while you are looking at this very interesting movie called the movie of redemption, it is the hope from Adam until the end. The title of the movie is called Redemption. That's all. Why will he allow that? Why does he allow it? So that he can display his attributes. This God is not God. When I said that, some people say, because they will not listen. I said there was a time that God was not God. I know now we are familiar with that. Why? Because God is an object of worship. Unless there is something to worship you, you cannot be God. But he desired worship so that we can refer to him as God, an object of worship. He created angels. And so the duty of angels is just to worship him. And that is what they are doing. Then he became God. He's not God because he created. Amen. He is a creator. That's why he created. Amen. If not, Every scientific invention, the person that invented it, that scientist, will become God. No. He is God because he desired worship. So he created angels. But one of the angels also wanted to be like God. He too wanted to be worshipped. What is his name? Lucifer. Until now, he's looking for people that will worship him. And now he succeeded. People are worshipping him. People are worshipping Lucifer. Oh. Amen. He wanted to be a father. How will you be a father until you have someone you can call your son? Angels are not sons of God. The relationship, they are servants of God, not sons of God. The relationship, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And so I was asked, we're just chatting with my brother Chris this morning. And he asked me, he said he read something and he noticed that when he come to judgment, when they fell, he asked Adam, what happened? He says, it is that woman, oh. He asked the woman, what happened? He said, it's Satan, oh. It's serpent, oh. When he come to serpent, he didn't ask him. His judgment straight. Wow. And Brother Chris was asking me, he said, why didn't he ask him, why did you do this now? I said, the reason is because once you are a child of God, you are a son forever. The feeling of a father and a son, hallelujah, he cannot have that for an animal. Praise the Lord. Though his children have lost, there is still that fatherly compassion. Amen. Fatherly compassion. I remember that the book of Romans tells us that God has subjected all creatures. He created us and subjected us to hope. Hope. That is, he created us. The way that scripture is put there. That's Romans what? Romans 8:20. I think Romans chapter 8 verse 20. Romans chapter 8 verse 20. It says, for the creature, we that were created, was made subject to vanity. Vanity. He didn't, we were not subjected to vanity willingly. We are subjected to vanity by the reason of him who has subjected the same creature, all of us, to what? Hope. Man was designed to fall. And because he designed man to fall, he won't strike him like that. Hallelujah. And so you have to understand, he wanted, we are the only ones that can say, Abba, Father. He gave us the spirit of adoption, whereby we say what? Abba, Father. Hallelujah. And so, if he's going to be a father, then he will create his children. So that attribute can be expressed. If inside of him is a savior, he cannot claim that he's a savior until something precious he has is lost. That is why he created Adam and Eve and allowed them to be lost. So that he can come as a savior and save them again. Today, we call him our savior, our redeemer, our salvation. It is all his attributes. And every attribute that he desired to express, he creates the setting that will enable him manifest that attribute. If it's a consuming fire, then there has to be some things he will arrange to consume. Hallelujah. If he's a mighty one in battle, then he has to create a battle between his children, his family, and the enemy. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The military men who are here, Colonel David, you, during military training, when they teach us war, we go, there is a group known as the Demo Platoon. Demo Platoon, there is a demonstration platoon. They set the soldiers that train us, they become our enemies. We learn in the class, now we go to the bush to now practicalize it. So that there's a war setting. They arm us with all that we need for that battle. Give us all the plan, the map, the terrain. Appoint the commanders and give them field the commission. Hang the real ranks and everything. Not the real rank, but it is the field. After the battle, you will drop the rank. And then you go and everything is given to you. The ammunition, all that is needed. And then it's time to practicalize what you have learned in the classroom. But there will be a demo platoon. And if you see there is a real war, war setting. Already those soldiers, they used to deal with us. So we are looking for when we shall catch one as a prisoner of war. Hey, yeah. And then too, if they catch you as prisoner of war, they say, all the things we taught you, upon all we teach you, oh, yeah. Deal with you like this, put you inside, hole, cover you down until you nearly die. And so, why were you doing? We are demonstrating, you know, war setting. God himself decided that the Amalekites, the Moabites, the Philistines, he, God, the creator of all human beings, decided to set them in enmity with Israel. Then they are living from one end to where he says their promised land. Instead of following another place, he will follow through those people's, their enemies' terrain. What is he doing? He wants to demonstrate that he's the mighty one in battle. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. He wants to prove that with him, nothing is impossible. Church, we know that that is the testimony. Nothing shall be impossible with God. How will he prove it? Instead of following another place, he passed them through the Red Sea. Can we cross? Amen. So that you will know there is a God that makes a way where there is no way. It's his attribute. It's nothing but to... That is who he is. He wants to demonstrate it. And he has chosen you and I to demonstrate his attributes. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This thing is so deep so that you will know where you belong. But after we finish this, every one of us, you will know which side of that movie you belong. The negative side, on the positive side. Hallelujah. And let's so that this background will help you to understand why he allowed his children to fall down. Now let's see how they fell. Satan, as he saw God, by the time God was creating Adam and Eve, Satan was already on earth here. He had been driven away from heaven. That's why I say a lot of things happen, amen, that before the creation of man, he was already in enmity with God. But whatever happened, and I'm sure, whatever happened that created that confusion, his hand will be inside. Because he is in the ministry of converting worship, equating himself with God. But God says his glory, he will not share it with anyone. Hallelujah. God can never share his glory with anyone. That is why he hates pride. There's nothing you have that you are not given. He likes humility. Humility is a posture that accepts the preeminence of God in your life. Pride is a posture that makes you claim credence. You claim the glory for whatever achievement. You claim the glory for your beauty. You claim the glory for your wealth. You claim the glory for your health. You claim the glory for your academic excellence. So that makes you be proud. Until one king, Nebuchadnezzar, was even thinking in his heart how great he is. He didn't speak it out. He was just thinking. And God said, I will let you know that you are nothing but, you are not better than an animal. You are who you are by my doing. I can do and undo. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So Satan was hearing what was going on. What did he hear? I've told you. Always, the area that Satan comes to attack the children of God is the area that God has destined you for. That is where he attacks. He attacks what God has commissioned you for. Because if you carry out that commission, it is going to give glory to his enemy, God. You must understand this. He came to Jesus, "If thou be the Son of God." Is he not the Son of God? So which one is "if thou be"? He's coming in the area of his commission. Praise the Lord. Did God say? So God told them something. Listen. Satan knew. This is the summary of it. Satan also had his agenda. What did God tell them? Multiply and be fruitful and multiply. That is God's commission to Adam and Eve. And produce more children of God, more sons of God through you, Adam and Eve. That was the purpose. He created the woman from the man. The woman was supposed to be the bedding ground where the seed will be planted so that the Adam can have more of Adams, more of the children of God, daughters, sons and daughters, and the population of sainted children of God will fill the earth. In that case, I will pervert it. That is the mystery of iniquity. What is the mystery of iniquity? How Satan penetrated that creation and perverted it. That is the mystery. How did he achieve it? Is what we are looking at now. How did he achieve it? What was the commission? The commission is be fruitful and multiply and replenish, and you are to bring forth after your kind. Animal, bring forth other animals. Plants, we bring forth other plants of the same species. You, mango, will bring forth mango. Mango fruit will bring forth, mango tree will bring forth mango fruit. Mango seed will bring forth mango fruit. Hallelujah. By their fruit, you will know which tree
produce you.
When I see a mango, certainly you are from a mango tree. When I see a tomato, certainly I know where you are coming from. When I see, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Nobody mistakes any seed for another. No way, no way. No way. You have to understand this. So, Satan began his agenda. Now, listen, church. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. There was a commandment that was given to him. There are three types of trees in the garden. That's why I told us to read, so that when I make a reference, you know what I'm talking about. The trees that grew up on their own from the ground, mango, fig tree, whatever it is that is for food, oranges and the rest. God is saying, you can eat. Eat those ones. Eat those ones. But there were two other trees. But remember, this is the language that is spoken to hide the meaning, so that some people can be confused. Amen. Two other trees. He said one of it is the tree of life. The second one is the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. You may eat of all, including the tree of life, you can eat from it. But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, he said, you should not eat. You should not even touch. Don't even touch. Oh, glory be to God. He said, the day you eat it, you will die. Oh, praise the Lord. So let's take it gradually now. What is this eating he's talking about? The eating is not the sex. Listen to my language. Because I preached the other day, we did a calculation. Some people are saying Pastor Moses said he remained 21 years for rapture. Did I say so? Did I say so? Was I calculating rapture? I was calculating when the gospel will go back to Israel according to the prophecy that was given to them. But before the gospel will go back to them, rapture will strike. Therefore, rapture is nearer than 21 years. So you better understand now. Praise the Lord. Because people are looking for something to tag me. Because I'm punching their doctrines. The same way that the denomination hated the ministry of William Branham. Because they were following their denominational masters. They will not listen to any further revelation. It's the same way enter message believers. Who have been preaching all these parrot-like sermons. Since William Branham died, they are hearing me saying some things because William Branham didn't say it that way. That means I am not in the message. Amen. So they don't like it. They are looking for opportunity for me to say something. Then they will go wild. We told you. You will judge me by the course of William Branham. I will answer you by the revelation of the scriptures. The Bible. And if we all come to the Bible, you will soon see that we are on the right path. Amen. Don't tell me, but William Branham said this. I am saying the Bible said this. So what is the difference between you and the denominations that baptize Father, Son, Holy Ghost, even though it's written there clearly in the Bible, that it is in the name of Jesus? So listen very well. That eating there, the eating that they ate there, is not the sex. Listen to my statement. It is because they ate. That's why they had the fornication. The fornication is not the eating. The fornication is as a result of the eating. Hey, I don't know how we say this thing. Is somebody understanding me? I repeat, in case you don't understand English too much. And I know why. Proverbs chapter 30 and verse 20. This is where we use to say the eating is sex. Listen. Such is the way of an adulterous woman. She eateth and wiped her mouth and said what? I have done no wickedness. You cannot apply this to what happened in the Garden of Eden. I have applied it before. I'm correcting myself now. Are you hearing me? I was repeating what my denominational masters were telling, the quote people were telling me. But the Holy Ghost has gotten me to understand. See it here. The adulterous woman eateth and wiped her mouth and said, I have done no evil. But when Eve ate and she was approached, did she deny it? Did she deny it? So that cannot be applied here. The eating here, praise the Lord. The eating here is the same eating Jesus Christ spoke about in John chapter 6. Blessed be the name of the Lord. From verse 53 to verse 57. Hallelujah. Then said Jesus unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, except you eat the flesh of the Son of Man. This eating here, does it mean that we are going to carry Jesus, butcher him, and eat him? Eh? Except you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood. Amen. You have no life in you. That means if you are going to have life, you will eat his flesh and you will drink his blood. If you eat his flesh, you will have life. Does that not tell you, therefore, Jesus is a tree of life? Let's read on. Whoso eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood has what? Eternal life. Therefore, Jesus is the source of eternal life. And I will raise him up at the last day. 55. For my flesh is better meat. Meat indeed. And my blood is drink indeed. 56. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me and I in him. Verse 57. As the living Father has sent me. Oh, glory be to God. And I live by the Father. So he that eateth me, even he shall live by me. Blessed be the name of the Lord. John chapter 5 and verse 24 and verse 25. Verily, verily, I say unto you, John chapter 5 verse 24. Listen now. He that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life. And they shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death to life. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of Man, and they that hear Now, instead of eating, what did he say? Hear. I'm breaking it down now. Here he said, except you eat my flesh, you have no life. Now he starts saying, if you hear my word, you will have life. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He is a life giver. That's why in Revelation chapter 2 and verse 7, he put it this way. He that has a mouth to eat, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit said unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to do what? Eat of the tree of life, which is where? In the midst of the paradise of God. Revelation chapter 22 and verse 14. Chapter 22 and verse 14. I want you to listen to, watch the way these things are presented. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life, and may enter in through the gates into the city. There is another eating in Revelation chapter 10. Verse 8, 9, 10, 11. The John ministry. And the voice which I heard from heaven spake unto me again and said, go and take the little book which is opened in the hand of the angel which standeth upon the sea and upon the earth. Remember, it is a vision, a revelation. He was seeing symbolically, things were being shown to him. And I went unto the angel and said unto him, John, give me the little book. And he said unto me, take it and eat it up. Somebody shout, eat it up. Somebody shout, eat it up. And it shall make thy belly bitter after you eat it. But it shall be in thy mouth sweet as honey. And I took the little book out of the angel's hand and ate it up. And it was in my mouth sweet as honey. And as soon as I had eaten it, my belly was bitter. And he said unto me, thou must prophesy again before many peoples and nations and tongues and kings. Therefore, what is this eating? He said, the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. What is it there for? What are those two trees? The two trees there, they are sources of death and life. Sources of death. If you eat from this tree, you will die. If you eat from this other tree, you will live. You will have eternal life. You will not die. You will live eternally. Amen. What is it? Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. To eat here, therefore, is before you eat, you will get the food, Abby. You put it in the mouth. Then begin to analyze it with your teeth and your tongue. Then dissect it. Then you accept it into your stomach. Then the ingredients, the nourishment, the vitamins, whatever the nutrients that in that food begin to work in your body and produce either health. If it is poison, it produces death. Correct? Now, he used the word symbolically, eat. Because this time, the mouth, hallelujah, this mouth here that you eat from, it is now hearing something. You hear it enters your mind, and you begin to dissect it, and then you accept it, and then you begin to act the effect of what you had.